It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and that means it's time for Tom and Shane, Business and Politics. Thanks for joining us this morning. And hey, it's come to my attention that 80% of you watching this are not subscribed. That's not fair. Why be on the window or be outside looking in the window when you could be inside the living room joining the conversation? So hit the subscribe button. Ring the notification bell, bang that thing, and it'll let you know whenever we have another podcast. Like us, leave a comment, and that'll boost us up in the search for on YouTube and some of these other platforms. So we would appreciate that very much. And also, if you'd like to support us monetarily, and why would you not? I mean, tomorrow, you're getting this for free? Why not contribute a little bit? $3 a month won't kill you. Hey, we got great benefits for doing that. Check it out. There's a link in the description below. And of course, as usual, we're brought to you by StreamYard, and they are simple to use. I'm using it right now. How hard could it be? So there's a free link to a free version of that in the description below on YouTube. And today, of course, our topic, abortion. How will the Supreme Court rule, Shane? And man, we've got a lot of different terms we got to go through here and talk about.
Well, that's so true. The Supreme Court is going to make a decision about the state law in Mississippi, mm-hmm. and the importance of this is that we want to get ahead of the curve, because once they announce that, this is going to go 24/7 to the election, number one. Number two, they're going to determine whether or not the states have the right to decide about feticide on their own. I use the word feticide because the dictionary defines it as the act of killing a fetus or causing a miscarriage. The definition, of course, that most of everyone else is talks about is abortion, which mm-hmm. is the termination of a pregnancy by removal or expulsion of an embryo or fetus. I agree with that definition. Mm-hmm. Termination is not what I see going on here. I see it being murder, because that's my own personal position, that a human being is being killed and unrepresented. Mm-hmm. So you'll only hear me from now on, while this goes on, is feticide. They will allow the law in Mississippi to stand. The reason they'll do that is mm-hmm. because of the Constitution. I mean, it clearly states that. And the other reason that the Supreme Court will go along with this Mississippi law is because of the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. This is a law passed in 2004 by the Bush administration mm-hmm. that recognizes the embryo or fetus in utero as a legal victim. So it's not just been established by the Congress and your government that an embryo is a fetus, and that it's recognized and there's an act to protect it. So mm-hmm. by means of the fact of states' rights, and by means of a federal law that has been made to public law 108-212, they have an obligation basically to mm-hmm. to allow it and determine it's constitutional. Yeah. And that doesn't mean they get rid of feticide. That it just mm-hmm. means that the states will make a decision about it.
Well, most crimes of violence are covered by state law, not federal law. 38 states currently recognize the unborn child, or the fetus, as a homicide victim, and 29 of those states apply this principle throughout the period of prenatal development. So these laws do not apply to legally induced abortions. Federal and state courts have consistently held that these laws do not contradict the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on abortion. The penalty for feticide is life in prison. And as Shane mentioned, we're going to talk about Dobbs versus Jackson, Women's Health Organization. And Mississippi law in 2018 bans most abortion operations after the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. Lower courts have prevented enforcement of that law. And abortions in Mississippi is legal up to the 20th week of pregnancy. And as of June 21, 59% majority of U.S. adults say abortion should be legal in most cases, while 39% disagree and think it should not be legal in most or all cases. As you remember, Shane, back before Roe v. Wade, there were exceptions in most states for rape and incest for abortions.
That's right. And before we get into the numbers that are horrific since Roe versus Wade in 1972, I think it's important just to recognize that a lot of the feticide opponents or abortion opponents have always argued that the science in 72 wasn't there to protect the unborn. But, you know, in 50 years, science has advanced so dramatically. And of course, the woke and the left, they always say, believe the science. Well, the science tells you life begins at conception, and within 6 weeks, the fetus is formed and the brain is actually growing. So, there's so much that the Supreme Court has to look at, from science to law, state law, federal law, and the basis on which Roe was decided. It wasn't decided on an abortion case. You know, it was decided on a woman's right case.
Yeah. In that case, privacy too.
That's right. And in that case, one justice who became famous for it to convince the other justices that, you know, a woman had to have equal rights and therefore had a right to decide about abortion. So it sort of fed into itself as opposed to being law. So, you know, Roe versus Wade is not really an abortion law.
Yeah. No, it was the wife didn't feel she needed to consult the husband to have the abortion. So she kept it secret and had the abortion and whatever. And now, surprisingly, she is an anti-abortion person. Roe is.
That's right. And it's a terrible issue for the man in the situation. For those who've had to go through it, it's a very difficult thing to accept, because it creates a regret you had no control over. Mm-hmm. And regrets are not something you want to have in your life, especially ones you're not in control of. But how could you not have a regret about not having any, you know, say in birth of your child? It's one of those things that it crosses over between, of course, men and women and their views. So it's going to change things for the better. So to define that, well, you start with the numbers, because there's just
The states will decide. Some will, you know, not allow abortion at all, possibly. Others will determine how many weeks, whatever. So it could be all over the place. You may have women traveling all over the country, depending on, you know, the situation. But currently, more than 1.5 billion babies have been aborted worldwide in the past 50 years. 42% of all deaths in the world are abortion. 42%, Shane. I mean, that's by batch calculus, that's almost half. And there are many countries that don't allow abortion at all for any reason. So, you know, that makes it even more prevalent. Not a good thing. 63 million since 1970, 63 million abortions, and those are quickly being
replaced.
In the U.S. Replaced by the border, our southern border. They're coming in at almost 63 million a month, but, well, that's an exaggeration. Okay, but six figures a month are coming in that this southern borders account. Finding.
Well, the Democratic Party, you know, and the woke movement always defines itself as diversified. That the demolition party is a big tent, you know, and it represents everyone. And yet, the one minority that they've always depended on for their success has been the African American community, which is now the second largest minority in your country at 12.2%.
Yeah.
Hispanics at 18.5% are now the largest. And of course, the white population is still over 60% in your country.
Yeah.
The reason I want to mention this is because today there's over 41 million African Americans in your country. And we're heading to 20 million abortions by African Americans since Roe versus mm-hmm. Wade that has been supported by government, NGO, non-government organizations, that mm-hmm. have, perpetrated this hoax on the African American community, because, 20 million of 41 million, that's 50%. That's three generations in 50 years.
Yeah.
You're looking at the possibility, even if you took 10 of the 20 million, let's say, the population, U.S. African population probably right now, mm-hmm. instead of 41, would be somewhere in the 60, around 60 million or more. And, that would be close to or ahead of the Hispanic population in the U.S., which is 62 million. Of course, it's growing faster than the African-American community because of your open border policy. But the bottom line, Hispanics have more religious and do have more interest in the home. And therefore, they don't allow or have as many abortions as a minority as Africans do. But the reality is that this is something the Democrats have created, and in a very bad way. It's a very sad thing since, the Great Society of Johnson and 65, when, he passed these laws for the Great Society for everyone to become dependent, particularly blacks. And they've suffered terribly as a result of it.
Yes, they have. Yeah. Female feticide, 163 million babies aborted simply because they were girls, Shane. The war against girls. Many cultures don't regard women in high regard. So, if you're pregnant with a female, let's get rid of that and let's keep trying till we get the male. Now, I don't know how the population is going to increase without the female, but apparently they don't put much stock in that. More American African-American babies have been killed by abortion since 1973 than deaths from AIDS, violent crimes, accidents, cancer, and heart disease combined.
That's right. And in preparing for this talk, I roamed around the web, and the only article I found that like recent was from March 29, 2019 about feticide. Mm-hmm. And it was about the curse of India.
Mm-hmm. India is one of the proponents of this.
Yeah, especially in the rural areas. The global mm-hmm. demographics have been shaken in the last 50 years since Roe versus Wade and this whole, Democratic Demolition Party, whatever you want to look at, woke thing about global population and abortion. China, Mao thought that, if he had the one baby policy that somehow would help their issues with population. And now, 50 years later, it's just the opposite, that now there aren't enough women really in China because, people, as you said, they only kept males. If a female baby mm-hmm. was born in China during that period, they would put it out to die like a cat in a bag. And this happened in cultures all over the world. So it had always been a culture matter for the Eskimos because of the conditions in which they lived and having to build a house every day, for two or three people or grandparents, five or six, they want the first child to be a male. So they would literally put a female baby out on the ice to be eaten until they had a son first, So,
it was sad.
Stories are not old. They've been written about, talked about, explored by science. And throughout history, historians have found that there's always been an issue of feticide or fratricide, as everyone says, or in some people wish to now refer to it as abortion.
Yeah. Since 73, abortion has reduced the black population in the United States by over 25%, Shane. 25%. Wow.
Yeah, that's just a huge number. As I said, like 41 million now, so 20, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's demeaned the African American. And a lot of what you see in the United States with the protests or, you know, outrage and accusation of racism and other things by the black community is the fact that they don't accept the fact that they're not the largest minority anymore. Yeah. So now they're overrepresented. And they thought and believed that, oh, well, if we get all these Mexican Americans or Hispanics to come to the U.S., become a Mexican American, Hispanic American, they'll vote Democrat because we brought them. And boy, look what happened in Texas. A Mexican American, Mexican woman born in Mexico, came to the United States legally. She ran for Congress in a special election this last Tuesday and won. 150 years since a Republican has had that seat in Texas on the border. Yeah. It's a Mexican community on the border. So she has to run again in December, but the bottom line is that's just an incredible turn of events. I mean, she didn't win by a little. She won by a lot, like 40%.
Yeah. Well, she'll run in November, not December, but that's okay. So
did I say December?
You said December, yeah.
November.
So, that's okay. The other thing we should point out too, Planned Parenthood, their current ratio of abortions to adoption referrals is 340-1. In 2009, they performed 332,000 abortions and made 977 adoption referrals, rather. And Planned Parenthood located mostly poverty and low income areas. And I remember the former mayor of New York wanted more clinics. He wanted more abortion clinics in New York. And if you're pregnant in New York, you have a better chance of an abortion than being born. And that's a sad state of affairs there. De Blasio wanted even more abortion clinics around the New York area to stem the tide, I guess. So if that isn't racist, I'm not sure what is, Shane.
I agree 100%. It's a sad example of an NGO, non-government organization, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the 19th century, it was started by a woman in Louisiana, I believe, in the
Sanger.
South.
Sanger.
Sanger, yeah. And she was a racist, outright racist. Yeah. And even said she set it up to create a situation to abort as many black children, babies as possible. And Planned Parenthood has carried on with it, managed to get the support of the woke and demolition party to be funded. The Republicans have fought it for better part of 100 years. So over 100 years. But again, it's one of those examples of the African-American minority wanting to claim racism that in fact they created. And that's the hardest thing to understand about their party is they're always accusing everyone else of issues that they themselves created. And this is one of the worst because it's murder. It's genocide. Mm-hmm. 100 years from now, it'll be looked at. When you talk about the number of people, mm-hmm. What did you say? Over a billion, right?
Mm-hmm. 1.5 billion aborted this.
Yeah, that's genocide.
50 years,
It doesn't even 6 million Jews doesn't even come close to over a billion. I mean, that's genocide on its highest level. So
yeah, well, there's no Holocaust museum for abortions. There's no 9/11 monument. There's no World War II or Vietnam monument for these dead kids. And it's sad that we've come to this. And I don't know, Shane, in my feeling has always been a lot of this can be directed at Hollywood. Before all of this, if you remember, it was a scandal if two actors got together and got pregnant out of wedlock, and they would do everything they could to hide that from the public, and the reporters didn't report it and anything like that. And now all of a sudden, you've got people getting together, having babies, and then they go off with someone else, and then they got four or five kids by four or five different people. And Hollywood said, it's okay. It's okay to do that. You know, it's no big deal. And, it filtered down to the society. And society, used to be that, if you were pregnant, you were sent off to live with your aunt in Kansas till a baby arrived. You know, I mean, that was the way it was done. And the reason we didn't have as many abortions as we do now is because people were forced to take personal responsibility for their actions. You know, they were forced to, if you rob a bank, you don't say, oh, I'm sorry, I'll give the money back. How about that? You know, no problem. You know, here's the money. no harm, no foul.
And so how does the woke movement, the Demolition Party deal with it today? They deal with it with the teachers in their ranks, teaching children about bisexuality and LGBT rights. And are they really a male, or are they really a female? They should be teaching them about the importance of creation and the lineage behind birth and the need to understand what sex is about. And it's a privileged choice. It's a free choice. You freely decide to have a child as you freely decide to have sex. But, as I told both my daughters as I raised them, I said, there's not much meaning in marriage unless it's to have children. That's not to say you shouldn't get married, but the principal reason for marriage is to create a family. And that's a 20-year contract, because you have to commit both of you to that child to be there till they are old enough to care for themselves. And those are the kinds of things lessons or teachings our children should have in school, if you're going to talk about anything about biology or sex. And, it's gone beyond that. It's one of these issues that crosses over one of absolute importance for the future and one of self-importance that isn't something that really needs to be discussed at school. That should be discussed at home.
Yeah. From Bruce, this is one of the reasons I voted for Dr. Olszewski, because Zinke voted down the abortion bill in Montana. So, yeah.
Well, it's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I both of us, Shane, are pro-life, always have been, always will be probably. I understand the situation that, there are times when, abortions may be necessary. As I've always said, rape and incest, I think, has always been an excuse that you shouldn't force a woman to carry a fetus to term in those circumstances. But 90% of abortions are because it's just not convenient to have a kid. I mean, come on. That's not a reason,
Women make five physical transitions in their life. You know, men make three. And when I say that, I mean, like a major change in their physical makeup. Puberty is one of them. And 90% of the world recognize women at puberty, which is between anywhere from 12 to 14 years old, as a woman. You know, in our society, in the West, in the first world, we view adulthood at 18, but not so in other countries. Yeah. Men are always the superior of the two. Mm-hmm. So it's never defined really in these countries at what time, at what age is a male responsible, because he is just being a male. But for women, it's a recognized fact that, once they start to menstruate, once they make that first transition, which is a significant one, to childbearing, they're married off, or you know, they start mm-hmm. having, you know, the family wants them to get pregnant.
Yeah,
and sure. That's why, you know, the birth rate in the Muslim world is 8 to 1. 8 to 1.
Yeah,
I mean that's remarkable that you think a woman would spend 8 years of their lives having children. That's a long period of time.
Oh sure, yeah. Well, and planning for children, you know, it's a responsibility. That's what I said earlier, that, you know, unless you're ready to take personal responsibility, and that's been taken off the table by politics and by the more permissive society. And you can go back to Johnson's Great Society, you know, make love, not war.
Absolutely, and it also because government since the Great Society, you know, 65, mm-hmm. By Lyndon Johnson, you know, the government took it upon itself to be, you know, to say we'll provide for you to have children out of wedlock, mm-hmm. you know, with no father at home, you know, mm-hmm. but they said they drew a line in the sand for like the African American, because it actually mm-hmm. was the biggest issue for that community, always has been.
Yeah.
Women getting married or getting pregnant and not being married. But instead of sex education to teach the responsibility, you know, they took it upon themselves to absorb the responsibility. And all this did was enhance the destruction of the African-American nuclear family and to affect the church-going beliefs of the African-American family. Very sad. I mean, when you see how government can impact any group, which is racism, right?
Oh yeah,
it's just a staggering reality. That's why all this racism from Black African Democratic politicians I just want to get sick over it. Well, I do get sick over it. I have to pray. When I hear them say something, I have to pray.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, you got the pro football player Cromartie that's got 8 or 10 kids by 7 or 8 different women.
That's right.
And the guy, and he gets a friggin' TV show. I mean, that says it all right there to me. You know that, hey, all bets are off. You know, if you know, we don't care where these kids came from, you know. In fact, it makes it even more TV worthy that you've got all these different women that can come in and, you know, interact with their kids. What kind of a life is that for a kid? Jeez.
Well, yeah, and you look at how brands have been destroyed by this. A perfect example is the NFL in the U.S. You know, 72% of the team members of the NFL in the U.S. are African-American, Black. Mm-hmm. Of the players, 78% are Black.
Yeah.
So there's to put a knee, you know, go down on a knee and say, oh, this is a racist, you know, sport, you know, and to endorse it or, you know, to endorse something like Black Lives Matter. And I mean, why would you want to destroy one of the single greatest brands to make African Americans wealthy and, you know, living in the first world in the upper class. And you can go down the list because there's basketball the same way, similar, you know, well, actually bigger numbers. There's far more African Americans in basketball than there are, you know, white. So, yeah.
We're kind of deviating from our topic.
Well, no, we're not getting off the topic because
we are
relative to the reality of how all these things affect everybody in your society, especially an individual group.
All right. So a few final thoughts. I've already given mine. Personal responsibility. We need to bring that back. We need to be responsible for our actions. Men, keep your zipper zipped. Ladies, keep your legs together until you're either mentally or monetarily ready to have a child and care for it and take care of it and raise it to a productive adult.
Yeah, my final thought, having two daughters, is first you have to explain and make sure by before they're 10 that it's the woman that gets pregnant, not the man. I mean, that's the biggest key.
Sure.
You're the one forced with the decision first, and you're the one who takes the risk. So at some point before your daughters become teenagers, buy them a box of condoms. And if they don't know what they are, show them what they are. Get a banana out and do the whole thing. And make them understand that it's their responsibility. You know, you can't trust a guy to say he's got one a condom. You know, you've got to make sure. If you're going to make that choice at that moment, you better protect yourself. Yeah. And it's as well from diseases now make it even more difficult. Mm-hmm. Right?
So that's true.
Those are my final thoughts. Just
all right.
Inform the women as young as you can that this is their responsibility.
There you go. All right. Hey, we are on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can hear us anywhere in the known universe. KMMSAM.com. All you have to do is go there. Click listen now. Nothing to join. No sign up. No email. No nothing. You just go over there and click and listen. You can call us. You can text us. And we have 3 hours of limited commercial interruption. And we always have fun with the callers and the texters and the listeners. So we hope that you will join us every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. And if you missed any of our past shows, including this one, this will be up today. Tom and Shane past shows at KMMSAM.com as well. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken directly to where that is located. And let's see. The child isn't responsible for that. That's for sure. You know, it's a child. It's not a fetus. And I couldn't agree more with that. So, all right. With that, Shane, we are out of here. We will talk to you on the radio on Saturday.